It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
Yo, police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
And welcome to Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy, and it is Thursday, January 14th, 2021. Already 14 days, 2 weeks exactly into the new year. And normally we start off the hour on Thursdays with Brian Springberg and Sound Advice, but I have two very special guests in the studio, and I'm going to have Jerry introduce his guest. Jerry Ernst, first off.
Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here. We appreciate the time. And with me today is Steve Tickner. Steve's got Sunstone Real Estate in the marketplace. He's a member of the Monday Rotary Club, Lake Havasu Rotary Club, past president. And he's been the executive director of the Balloon Festival. This is his second year.
Correct.
And he's my partner this year now, I guess. So.
Absolutely.
Must be rough to be president of the Balloon Fest committee this year, though. A little bit different than last year. And who knows about next year as well, but some challenges this year, obviously, with COVID.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a long, interesting road this year because we've just, we wanted to put on some sort of event, yet keep the people safe. Many people may or may not know out there that we canceled the main Balloon Fest just because of too many uncertainties, really, is the main thing. We weren't certain how many volunteers would be coming in. We depend on a lot of snowbirds and winter visitors to help us with our
sure.
volunteer source. And then besides that, we didn't know like what would be the status of being able to invite people down, just guests and what kind of crowd we'd have. So based on all that, we had to make a tough decision to not do the Balloon Fest this year. However, we started thinking we needed to at least try to do some events that would still raise a little bit of money. Another thing a lot of people don't know is our Balloon Fest is a not-for-profit. It's all the proceeds from the Balloon Fest go straight back into Lake Havasu to various organizations, charities, and whatnot. So, so we wanted to come up with a way to really try to get at least some money back to the city.
So, Steve, what kind of challenges did, and when you came up with the abbreviated idea, I call it abbreviated, limited, whatever, a limited Balloon Fest, what kind of challenges did that present for sponsorships?
Well, I mean,
you have a lot of sponsors.
Yeah, exactly. And we're very fortunate and very thankful for our sponsors that we have that really stepped up. A lot of our local businesses have had tough times this year, and that's very understandable. They're trying to just maintain and being a sponsor and helping us out was not necessarily going to be in the cards for them. So that was a little bit of a challenge, but we were pleasantly surprised by what we did get and very, very thankful and appreciative to the community for stepping up.
So the big news today, Jerry told me, is the Night Glow and the drive-in movie.
Yeah. We looked at the weather report, and Mother Nature is not our friend this weekend. Looking at 20 to 30 mile an hour winds Saturday going into the evening, and the concern then is safety the pilots are not going to put their balloons up in the air and have them blown over and cause fires. Mm-hmm. And then the plan for the drive-in movie was Anderson Toyota, our major sponsor, has a blow-up movie screen, and they were going to let us utilize that. And unfortunately, same risk as the hot air balloon.
Right.
In high winds.
Let me talk about that in a second.
Sure.
You want to take a phone call, guys?
Sure.
Yeah, Steve's looking at me like, phone call? Yeah, caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi. Concerning the COVID concerns, would you say that next year's Balloon Fest might be more possible or more probable? I'm thinking that they're having so much fun with regulating us with this COVID thing that they're not going to let go of it for at least a couple more years. It just seems improbable that there will be a Balloon Fest even next year. I'll listen off the air if you have any comments. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. And, you know, with the vaccine and all that, or vaccines, if you will, plural, I see it as more of a possibility. I don't know about you guys. Is it a wait-and-see thing?
Well, sure. It always is a wait-and-see thing, but we fully expect to have a Balloon Festival next year.
Yeah, that's definitely our hope. We're gonna be planning on that. We are hoping as the year progresses, the vaccine will do its thing, and,
sure.
And you know, and we'll be at that point where people can gather again in large groups and be safe about it.
That's kind of the spirit of Mojave County, too, isn't it?
Well,
we're going to do it anyway.
I mean, you know, just to give you an idea, in a typical year, we've been able to funnel back about $150,000 to charities through the Rotary Clubs and Lions Clubs in our town.
Right.
And this year, you know, had we been able to hold the glow, we were hoping to be somewhere around $20,000, $25,000 to give back. You know, right now we're, thanks to our sponsors, we won't lose any money. We'll have something to give back to the charities, but what it is, we don't know. We need to ask people to play golf. We'd like to have them sign up for the golf tournament. Teams, whole sponsors, $100 for a whole sponsor, $100 to play golf. You're getting 18 holes at the refuge. It's a noon shotgun on Sunday, this Sunday. And the includes range balls and a cart. So hopefully people can sign up for that. If they haven't yet, go to the Bloomfest website.
Yeah, it's right on there.
You'll see the sign up.
Sure.
And then you want to talk about the run?
Sure.
That's a great start time, by the way.
Yeah.
For a tee time. Normally golf tournaments, you know, you got people out Saturday night. They might have the adult flu on Sunday morning, that sort of thing, right? And then, oh man, I got to get up to play golf at 8 o'clock. No, this is at noon.
Our challenge is football playoffs, I'm afraid. And
right.
The only good news about that is Steve's Steelers got beat, so
you got
those people are around.
I'm sorry, you got KNTR Sports on 94.3.
We can both listen in the golf cart.
Right there.
Exactly.
I got to tell you, the Refuge has upgraded their golf carts this year, and they actually have live broadcasts, so you probably could tune into the games while you're golfing out there on the course.
Nice. Very nice.
Sounds perfect, Steve.
But that's a done deal with the night glow and the drive-in movie.
Yeah, we figured we'd better make a call earlier rather than late. I mean, if people drive out there, you know, trying to give them – we had to go to cash only in this environment, and trying to give cash refunds and deal with those problems if it was to occur. And really anything over 8 or 9 miles an hour is problematic for any kind of a glow.
Even when they keep them on the ground.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, it was about 9 miles an hour, and the pilots didn't want to do the glow, and we ended up doing just the burners.
Yeah, the burners.
So they ran the burners in it was fun to watch, but it's nothing like the glow. The glow
and
is so beautiful.
It's not inexpensive for them either.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. So there's another event going on.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely. So Saturday morning, that's this Saturday, at Site 6 out on the island, right across from Beachcomber, we're going to have our start and finish line for our 5K Balloon Fest 5K fun run and walk. You can walk it, you can run it. We just like to have you come on out and help support us. You can also register for that right online at havasuballoonfest.com. There's an easy sign up right on there. It's $35 for a single person, $129 for a family of four, mm-hmm. or $180 for a team of six. And you can sign up online, or you can sign up in person at the event as well. So again, that's this Saturday morning. Starting time is 8 a.m., but you can start registering, I believe, by 7:30, something like
that. Steve, what are the safeguards that have been taken for that event?
Yeah, so we're going to try to help maintain social distancing as much as we can. Masks will be required until you get on the course. Of course, when you're out there on the island path, yeah, running or walking, masks will not be required at that point. And these are all things that we've had to put into place due to the state health department and things like that. So these are the requirements from the state. Also, there will be no... you know, it's not a timed event or anything like that. It's just, again, it's just a fun run. No spectators are allowed, that kind of thing.
But. Did you have a consultant help with that? Because, you know, there are a lot of different safeguards for COVID, if you will. And a group of volunteers putting on an event in a location like Lake Havasu City can't know all those safeguards. There must have been some interesting outside-of-the-box ideas that were brought up.
Absolutely, we did. And these kind of run, actually, there's been, you know, half marathons and things like that going on in different parts of the country, even during COVID. And we did consult with one of the gentlemen that's been involved in a lot of those different events to give us some advice and ideas on how to keep it safe, yet still have a good fun time and a good event.
I noticed Jerry's a half marathon kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's eating. I'm a marathon eater.
That's me. All right.
So I wanted to just quickly try to thank our sponsors, Paul, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of them are good local businesses, just like hopefully all of us that are listening. We have our major sponsor is Anderson Toyota. Couldn't do it without them.
Big shout out to Anderson Toyota.
Foothills Bank, Horizon Community Bank. We want to thank Radio Central, Paul Lavoie's group here with KJJJ and KNTR.
That would be Steve Greeley's group,
Steve
by
Greeley's,
the way.
Yeah, and yeah. We had the London Bridge Resort. We have Sunshine RV. We have Unisource. Trying to read this off my phone. We have the Daybreakers Lions Club has been a sponsor this year. Wirefree, the new internet company. Pirates Den and the Nautical Water Sports people are a sponsor. We have Sunstone Real Estate. We have College Street Brewery. Steve, who did I miss?
We've got Lynn's Little China also and Crispy Crunchy Chicken. We've got, Xanadu Management as well.
That's right, Xanadu,
and,
I'm sorry.
Accurate Measures is also a great sponsor.
And before we run out of time, Paul, those people, you know, are making this for us.
Absolutely.
Particularly without the GLOW. And if they didn't step up every single year and help us put this event on, it would be too risky for the Lions Clubs and the Rotary Club to front the expense and take the risk. And this way, it's a much safer opportunity for us, thanks to these local businesses helping us out.
And more information on the website. As far as the golf tournament and the 5K?
Absolutely. Just go to HavasuBalloonFest.com. Then right there on the main front page, there's links that say golf tournament and 5K or fun run. You just click on those. You can register online. Or the golf tournament, you do have to sign up in advance.
Did you mention which course that was?
At the Refuge Golf Course.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, we did. We did, yes. Absolutely. All right, so there you have it, folks. No Night Glow, no driving movie, but you do have the 5K. You know, it's a 5K run walk.
Correct.
You can walk the 5K.
Yep, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a little windy, but it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, you're still going to have sunshine on your back and on your face, so bring the sunscreen with the SPF 15 or whatever.
Come on out and get some exercise.
And again, to our caller, we really hope to put the event on. Obviously, we don't control the rules and everything, and we need volunteers. So if people aren't coming from Canada, they're not coming from the Midwest, hard to put the event on. So next year, if you're around, help a sponsor, help volunteer, make the event great, and we appreciate it.
Jerry, I love your choice of music, by the way. 70s rock and Patti Smith, Because the Night. Love that song. You know it was written by Bruce Springsteen?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we have Steve Tickner. He's the chairman of the Havasu Balloon Fest Committee, or is it president?
It's executive director, actually.
Executive director. Okay.
Who's counting?
And Jerry Ernst. Thanks so much for both of you being here. And hopefully on the other side of the break, we'll have Brian Springberg. Thanks guys.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And stay tuned. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Sound Advice is next. Oh, Little Thin Lizzy, and a song made famous by Metallica recently. That's a Whiskey in the Jar.
Mm.
And Brian's here.
Hi.
I got some sponsors I got to take care of here, Brian.
Spit it out.
All right. Brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Speak Out is also Bradley Chevrolet, Bradley Ford, GDK CPA LLC, Horizon Community Bank, Patio Paradise, Connected Computer and Technology, and of course, Springberg McAndrew Financial Services. And you big hockey fan, Brian?
I don't really get into NHL until playoffs. And to me, the college, you know, Sweet 16, the college basketball tournament, yeah, and playoff hockey are by far the most exciting things to watch in all of sports.
I would probably agree with you on that.
The last 5 minutes of an NHL hockey game in the third period,
sure,
tied at 2-2, it's bedlam.
I'm a huge World Cup fan, so.
Oh, I do like it.
I feel you. All right, Arizona Coyotes debuted tonight on the sports station, 94.3 and 100.5, and also 980 AM in Lake Havasu City. Arizona Coyotes at home against the San Jose Sharks, and they'll play the Sharks again on Monday. And they play Vegas next week. I think they play Vegas on Monday, actually, and that's on national TV. On NBC Sports is going to carry a lot of NHL this year, like a national hockey night kind of, like they have in Canada. Pretty cool, Brian.
Yeah, I love it.
So, a lot happening. I wanted to get to something first. I know you're cramming notes and all that.
No, but fire away, man.
You've got to have an opinion on this, and I don't want to get political.
Oh, I'm not known for having an opinion.
And I don't want to get political. That's not why. But
okay, fire
there's
away.
The big tech issue right now.
Oh,
With censoring conservatives and the president and that
sure
sort of thing.
Sure.
I always hear these are private companies, but aren't they public as well? Wouldn't the SEC have reason to jump in here with some sort of antitrust legislation?
No.
No. Okay.
Nope.
So they are private companies.
100%. I mean, okay, in other words, you know, the First Amendment extends to anything to do with, you know, government, or in some cases, if a private entity such as this radio station is doing political advertising, they must give the same exact rate,
right.
And the same exact thing to everybody, regardless of party affiliation, and you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
it's
I know
the same
those
across
rules.
The board.
I'm talking about the stock market, though.
No,
these
I understand.
Are publicly traded companies.
But publicly traded is still privately owned. In
okay
other words, if you
that
own stock in, you know, Twitter, well, you're still privately owning stock in Twitter.
Sure.
And so the board of directors runs the company, and so the board of directors, you know, makes corporate decisions, you know, based upon, you know, some combination of a corporate philosophy or conscience or whatever, slash what's good for business from a PR
okay
perspective. And, you know, so that's kind of, so that's where it all kind of measures out.
So that said, when they all get together and shut down a site like Parler or...
Well, no, they didn't all get together when they independently decide to do that.
Well, when they independently, but doesn't that create some sort of monopoly tech-wise?
No. What do you mean monopoly?
Monopoly in that they would control.
It's the opposite of monopoly because
well,
you've got Twitter, you've got
the,
four or five different companies.
But they're controlling the hosting of another site, is what I'm saying, like Parler. They could just say, no, we're shutting you down. So
right.
I'm
like
just curious.
Any,
that that
it's
doesn't
no,
fall under any
just
antitrust.
Just to simplify it for you.
Okay.
No shoes, no shirt, no service.
I don't see the comparison.
Why?
I just don't.
It's a private business mm-hmm saying, we have the option to refuse service to anybody. if you violate our company rules. So if you are posting things that go, it's not like they just did it out of the thin air.
So they're telling Parler, you create your own servers, you can do whatever you want.
No, they're, for sure they can.
Okay.
But what they're really saying is, you violate our, you know, violence, you know, whatever our statutes are. And they cited them. What they are. We, you know, Apple gave them, a day to take it down or change or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And if you do, then if you comply, you comply. If you don't, you don't. And they didn't comply, so they had the option to take them down. Now, from what happens from there, is lawsuits and the usual American way. But at the end of the day, it's a pretty difficult lawsuit to sue any private business for choosing who they do business with. And the irony, of course, in all of this is that you hear cries of, communism. That's the opposite of communism. That's a private business saying, we don't choose to do business with you. How that affects their bottom line, who chooses to do business back with them, there's repercussions.
Communism would be the government telling that company, do this.
Right.
Yeah, I get that. And just in the interest of disclosure, I've never been on Parler, MeWe, DuckDuckGo, any of those. So just so you know.
Yeah, so it's just,
asking for a friend.
It's obviously, heated discussion out there, but don't confuse the issue. You can be mad that they did it, but there is no platform to say that's not fair because, well, who cares? They're a private business, like any other business, choosing to, do business with some and not with others. And if that benefits them business wise, if it hurts them business wise, time will tell. Which of them really care if it does or it doesn't because they are doing what they believe in. And, there's some combination of all that, I'm sure.
You know what it kind of reminds me of is the movie Tucker.
The guy, I remember that.
What I mean? Trying to build his own car company and getting shut out of everything. But, like you said, build your own servers and you can do whatever you want tech-wise, right?
Correct.
All right. Let's, take a quick phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Hello, caller. You're live on Speak Out. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm listening to you. And what about the people who were baking cakes or didn't want to bake cakes for people and then got sued?
You're talking about people who didn't want to bake a cake for same-sex couples who were going to get married.
Right.
Yes.
Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, I am.
Gotcha. So you say when you're asking, I'm not an attorney, right? So I don't know. You're asking a legal question. So I'll give you my interpretation of it, but I'm not an attorney, so I can't break it down for you like maybe somebody would, but maybe off the cuff, if you think of it this way, if somebody says, I'm not going to bake a cake for you based upon
sexual preference.
Does that violate, based upon the law, somebody's rights? Is that fringe upon rights? In other words, if that's the case, you can choose, I'm not going to bake cakes for African Americans, for Jews, same-sex couples, whatever. And so were people, who were same-sex couples having their rights violated just based upon something that is protected by law or the Constitution? Conversely, is saying we're not going to do business with a, institution that violates our specific policies to incite violence or, whatever that may be. Morally, I would argue personally, there's a huge distinction between the two. legally, that would be the basis for it, I would guess, is that, you know, nobody's constitutional rights are being violated in the case of Parler from a legal standpoint, yet somebody's constitutional rights would be being violated based upon the fact that, you know, they happen to be gay. In other words, it's not discriminating one versus another when they say, hey, we're not going to let Parler exist on our platform because Parler, you know, believes that, you know, trees are in charge of the earth, or because, in other words, just, you know, religious based or faith based or, you know, whatever.
The world is flat.
You know, it's not, it's just saying you violated our specific policy. I think there's a very obvious basic legal distinction in my mind. Again, I'm not an attorney. And then also very much in my mind, there's a huge moral distinction between, saying I'm not going to do that, you know, because, you know, you're gay versus we're not going to host something on our site because it violates our specific, you know, rules against, you know, inciting violence or whatever, you know, whatever it is.
Okay, so caller?
That's my interpretation of that. But if you really want a good interpretation, you know, call an attorney.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for the call, though.
Thank you.
Good question.
But here's another question by text, by the way. And actually, a really good question. Radio and TV are regulated because they use public airwaves, but why not big tech? They use the same airwaves.
Right. So that, again.
This is like a legal scholar question.
I know.
Question,
come on,
it?
Man. I have all this information about the market and the economy. I know a lot about that. That's a question is that, you know, where is the regulation? So.
Right.
But anyway. I think that's a double-edged sword, in my opinion, because
I think it falls under business is why we're talking about it.
I get it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of angles to business, right? And, and so, yeah, it's a double-edged sword because, you know, it cuts both ways. In other words, it's okay to have an extremely, you know, there's still plenty of very, very conservative, you know, right wing, as you would call it, I guess, opinions on Twitter, Facebook, and everywhere else.
There's
just
plenty from the other side too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But that's not who's making this argument, is what I'm suggesting.
Right.
And so, you know, it's not like it excludes that point of view. What it does do is it's excluding basically, you know, lies or, you know, what they consider to be lies or inciting to violence or whatever it is. If you overregulate, because those platforms are supposed to be, you know, opinion, kind of like this show, right? It's, you know, I mean, obviously I'm more informational than anything, but Speak Out allows people to call in if they want and have an opinion on something.
Yeah.
But, you know, my show, I guess, is a little different. But, yeah, I guess if you, you know, it's a double-edged sword because you don't want over-regulation of government in opinion-based platforms, but don't confuse that. You know, I think what gets confused in the mix is that just because it's an opinion-based platform, you should be able to literally say anything you want. The Constitution does protect people from people who are, you know, inciting, you know, violence or, you know, whatever. And where it gets murky, of course, a little bit is, you know, people who are outright lying about what's happening. And then, you know, people go, well, who's to say what's the truth? And I'm like, you know, before social media, I'm pretty sure we all agreed on facts a little bit more. So suddenly social media comes and there's no more facts and everything's fake news. And you know, come on, the difference is it's really, really, really hard to find.
Speaking of facts, you have a lot of facts in front of you. We really need to get to because the clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Did you want to go to break and then we'll just come back with business?
Let's do it. I'm going to take a breath and then you know, redo and say, hey, welcome. Let's talk about finances.
Hey, we have the option either way.
We got power.
Yeah, that's how we roll here, man.
It's a monopoly.
How about a little yes live?
How could I not agree to yes?
There you go.
Done.
There's a nice.
Thank you.
Yes, we'll hear yes. All right, back with more in a moment. A little yes live with Roundabout. The late Chris Squire and company. I'm Paul Lavois. Sound advice will continue with Brian Springberg. Stay with us. How's that for going along with the topic, Bri?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, there's the Who. Keith Moon on drums, by the way. Some older video of the Who. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, also Chagrin's Family of Restaurants, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, SunPower by Esme Electric, Big Sky Insurance, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team, Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule from Coldwell Banker Realty and Springberg McAndrew Financial Services. Here's Brian.
So currently, markets up again. Looking at the S&P 500 up about 0.2%, the NASDAQ up about 0.3%, Dow currently at 31,176. Good Lord. I mean, it, you know, how did we, you know, just bing, bang, boom. And
we're almost 200 points over 30.
So, 31,000.
Oh, 31.
Yeah, 176.
Wow.
So, you know, it interesting because, you know, we all try to get our heads wrapped around, you know, what's the market going to do? What made the market do what it's done? I love when, you know, what actually happens bears out what, you know, most objective advisors are saying. And here we are again, because, again, remember how it was, you know, a political football about the market, what's going to happen if Biden wins and the market goes way up. And then I think a little bit more legitimately was what might happen if Georgia goes blue and, you know, the Senate, you know, tips barely Democratic, but then House, Senate, and President Democratic, and then just questions about taxation and spending policy and things like that, which could affect the market and that kind of thing.
What's going to happen with this stimulus plan if $2,000 checks go out to everybody?
Yeah.
And there's possibility of hyperinflation.
So
what happens to the market?
Hyperinflation.
Well, it has been talked about.
I'm sure, but not seriously. So, you know, just saying, and I'll give you my reasons why. So I haven't read anything about hyperinflation at all. I heard about inflation might creep up towards the back half of the year, which, and we're all hoping for that.
I thought it already did that in the last quarter.
But keep in mind, inflation's been almost nothing for like 10, 12 years.
Right.
So normal inflation, like the inflation that the Federal Reserve, everybody's trying to get to, is where inflation is somewhere around 3.5-4%. And they've been shoving it down with artificially low interest rates, 1 or 2%. We had to get the, you know, recover from the second worst, you know, market recession in history in 2008-2009. So they, you know, make interest rates go almost to nothing, to stimulate the economy. But the downside of interest rates being low for so long, of course, is that your savings account and your money market account and all these interest-bearing accounts have literally been paying just north of nothing for 12, 15 years. It's been a very long time since we've seen anything. And so the downside is, yeah, the cost of things goes up some, but don't forget, that means that sometimes companies are able to have better profitability, the economy can move forward, your savings and your other cash accounts, actually CDs, start making a little bit more. So there is, it isn't all negative. So if it actually goes up and gets back to historical norms of where they're trying to get it, that's actually going to be just fine by pretty much every economist and every analyst that says, yeah, that's where we need to be based upon all these reasons. So, you know, the fact that the market is, you know, been really skyrocketing since, you know, the market, tech and growth did exceptionally well starting in, you know, March, you know, April, May of last year. But the rest of the broad market, your American blue chip type stocks, really didn't do a whole lot until the last, like I said, starting with, you know, the election and, you know, with Biden, you know, I'm not giving credit to Biden, but saying the timing was the beginning of November. Mm-hmm. You know, the market not only didn't go down, it actually has gone way up. And then even since the election in Georgia and the likelihood of these other policies going through. And again, I know I've mentioned it on the show, but you, like you said, the Wall Street does not really care about your national deficit. You know, newsflash, everybody. Wall Street is focused on liquidity and spending in the markets. And if it says, listen, we were probably going to get an additional stimulus check if Trump had actually won, but the fact that Biden did, now we feel, and Congress is all blue, we are, you know, 99% sure $2,000 stimulus checks are going to be going out. Wall Street is loving it, right? Then the second thing is that infrastructure spending is a high priority, I think, in the administration. And as I've mentioned on the show, I am actually very much pro that. If we're going to spend money we don't really have as a government, like we have for, you know, whatever, 20 years, why not do it on things that are directly going to benefit the economy, that directly create good-paying jobs with good benefits, that help America compete with the rest of the world because our infrastructure is brought up? Or, you know, I don't feel like my kidney is getting rattled when I'm driving down an interstate highway and I'm thinking, where exactly am I? You know, like the, you know, the mountain regions of Central America? No, I'm driving down I-40, for goodness sake.
You don't feel like buying tires every quarter, right? You know,
yeah, that's what it is. The tire industry is behind the bad roads. That's what's happened. The tire lobbyists.
Plus they use recycled tires for roads, for asphalt now.
I knew it. Conspiracy. New conspiracy theory. So at any rate, you know, so all those things kind of gone into the mix, and the market has responded extremely favorably, shockingly favorably. I didn't think it would be a huge negative. I just didn't think it would be such a positive to outweigh some of the other concerns that are coming. So just so you know, as listeners, that's why this is actually happening. And it's never as simple, and it literally doesn't mean anything. You know, a Republican's president, a Democrat's president, it just doesn't. That is just such a ridiculous argument and has never borne out to be true. It really is so much other variables that are actually happening in real time.
And you can prove it historically. Like,
and you can and in real time, actually, right? It's actually happening. So that's where we're at. Now, there are concerns that the market is expensive right now. And I think that there's some founded concerns about that, because we have seen the market, like I said, especially in the tech sector, have a phenomenal year all year last year and going into this year already. And then finally, we're seeing the rest of the broad market really starting to do well. But there are other things to consider in an investment portfolio, which is why you should be rebalancing or at least checking into it and seeing what other things might fit what you're trying to do.
Let's squeeze a phone call in before the next break.
Sure.
All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, I'm just wondering why the costs of highway repairs are so exorbitant. Driving down the road and watching them rebuild these bridges, they're putting the batting in the median there and clearing an area to make sure they don't pollute the water with the stuff that comes off the road that's been there with the rain falling on it for years. It seems to me like the environmental concerns are exorbitantly increasing the cost of highway repairs. I was just wondering if you might have any comments on that, and I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
I think you just answered your question. Environmental regulation possibly are driving the cost up. I don't know. Brian, you being a highway engineer, give us some insight.
Man, I am definitely changing hats quite frequently. Anybody having trouble in your marriage, please call in to Speak Out today. I'm here for you. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Tech wizard, road engineer.
And, you know, relationship.
Let's take a short break.
Okay. Yeah. The answer is I don't know.
Wow. That's the shortest answer you've ever given.
And one of the four times I've ever said that.
All right. Early 70s rock is the theme today. And, Carry On Wayward Son, Kansas. Not sure if this is early or mid to late, but I love this song anyway. So. Back with more on Speak Out in a moment with Sound Advice. I'm Paul Lavoie with Brian Springberg.
The views expressed on Speak Out are not necessarily the opinion of KNTR Talk 106.3 FM and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities that would be mentioned therein. Investing is subject to risk involving loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations may vary, therefore the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial, member of FINRA, SIPC. SagePoint Financial is separately owned, and other entities or marketing names, products, or services referenced in here are independent of SagePoint Financial.
All right, we're back with a final shot of sound advice. I got to give you a final shot.
Give me a shot.
How much is a shot? Like 1 ounce, 2 ounce?
1 ounce shot.
A 1 ounce shot.
Well,
there
it depends. I mean, if you're having a shot, it depends. Are you in Utah? Then it's definitely 1 ounce. If it's, you know, depends on the drink you're making. One and a half is acceptable.
You're in 3 minutes, so you have 3 ounces. Go.
Okay. I can do that. So, we were talking about, debt and, its ongoing plague. Here's a stat from the Treasury Department. The U.S. increased its national debt by $7.77 trillion in the last 4 years. And it increased its national debt by about the exact same amount during the 7 years prior to that.
Do we know who owns that?
We're going the wrong direction.
That should be one you do know.
What do you mean, who owns it?
Who owns the debt?
Oh, you mean as far as who's buying it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get the numbers exactly right, but it's shockingly different than what everybody thinks.
Everybody says China, but it's not China.
Japan is the number one owner of foreign debt, but the percentage of ownership of American debt, like the percent of foreign ownership of American debt, is shockingly low if you are under the impression it's like half or more. It's not even close. It's like 20, gosh, what is it? It's a shockingly small percentage. And then from there, who owns that debt? Mm-hmm. And then, Japan and China and Europe, et cetera. And so as a percentage, China owns, 5-6% probably. You can Google it as well as me, of our national debt. It's just shockingly smaller than I think a lot of us get led to believe if you just watch the news and, oh my God, it's, we're losing the dollar and we're all going to be on the yen and no.
Bitcoin. Well, we don't have a lot of time, but we can take a quick call.
Let's do it.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Very quickly.
Very quickly. Mr. Springberg, I have a question that makes sense in your expertise, maybe not.
Okay.
We have less than 2 minutes.
My aunt was part of the road crew out of Wichita. I grew up working on the roads, fixing the roads. Infrastructure has been big to me my whole life. We need more infrastructure. We need things fixed.
Right.
Why is all the money given to the children to figure out what their sex is going to be in another country more important than putting money in our infrastructure?
Can I get you to listen off the air, caller?
No, I'll listen on the air, yes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Brian. He's saying, why isn't highway construction a priority when it comes to other social topics,
specifically, gender, the answer is specifically, I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to. If you're asking, do I personally believe that the United States government should be paying for gender reassignment? I personally don't. Couldn't you compare the amount of money going towards that versus infrastructure? You're talking about 1/10 of 1/100 of 1/1000 of a cent versus, $1 million.
Can I make a suggestion? Wear a different hat next week, because that one looks like you have all the answers.
Okay. fundamentally, the bigger picture of the question is prioritization. And that is the question mark, you know, as far as where we really defer. I love the old days of politics, baby, when we would disagree on what we're spending money on.
10 seconds.
As far as priorities go. But we can all agree we're spending more money than we should on everything from both directions right now. So, I'm sorry, don't have much more than that.